keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back, and we have the amazing John W. Spring, whistleblower for 1962 Cuban crisis and the 1983 Grenada crisis with Russian missiles aimed at the heart of America. We have the crisis return now with Punta Huerte in Nicaragua and La Archila Island in the Lesser Antilles north of Venezuela, with Maduro supported by 46,000 Cuban as a proxy of private guard and troops and special forces, and 35,000 Chinese troops and their special forces, as well as Middle Eastern proxies from Iran and Hezbollah. People need to understand what's going on now is we are teetering on the edge of something more dangerous than previous crises with Russian nukes aimed at our throat. And the most likely the first to strike would be a hypersonic cruise missile hitting the high atmosphere with an EMP to knock out our power grid. I call it the weapon of indignation, the indignation of Russia because of the superior power of America to control finances and military high ground of space with our space force, which has been up for 4 decades. When Trump announced this, it's not really true. You've got another letter you've sent to the president. I have a feeling some of these are getting through, if not directly to the president, they're getting through to his functionaries. And I think not only is Trump basically deceived by advisors around him, I think he's filtered by advisors around him so they don't get through information by experts like yourself and myself that know the truth about whether we do have missile defense, and number two, is there a situation? Now, I know Charlotte Iserby, the very expert, education expert who's in her 90s, who was on Rent's program, gave you credit on this, but she didn't want to give me credit for the fact that not only have I direct access to information from inside the government, Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, God started showing me visions over 2 years ago about Russian nukes in Venezuela. And it was after I bothered you that you used your genius to actually analyze the geographic and historical data and find information. And when I announced this back in late January, to Jeff Rentz over the Rentz Network, he said, well, if you can get satellite photos, this is a Pulitzer Prize winning. So I prayed, and God gave me literally the way to go searching and find satellite photos showing the La Archila Island runway, which you've identified will allow the Antonov 124 jet carrying about 200 tons can actually carry these heavy lift intermediate-range launchers, which can launch regular intermediate-range missiles, or the new hypersonic cruise, which Putin, on video, has been boasting for over a year. So we have to understand what's going on now is a power play by Russia and China, and by their proxies, Venezuela, North Korea, and Iran, to put America in grave danger of at least an EMP attack, if not an attack on our military bases here and overseas. And the danger that Trump almost attacked Iran and could have precipitated not only a biological weapon release by foreign Muslims inside America, but also a missile attack against our cities and towns, and at the very least would have knocked out our power grid. And I know from my classified documents that go back almost 20 years from the United States, Australia, and Canada, and I have the actual documents, that if the power goes out, 90% of the population in America will be dead from starvation, diarrhea, violence, and cannibalism within 6 months. People don't understand this. They do not understand civilization has not hardened the power grid or the idea of to rebuild infrastructure like laying plasma lines and getting UHF transformer surge protectors like Dr. Pai talks about. And as a result, your information is so vital. As I said, I would already pay for the ticket if the government wouldn't to get you to in front of Donald Trump.
Now, is that a round-trip ticket, Dr. Bill?
A round-trip ticket. I'll pay for it. So,
okay, great.
I want people to understand this, that at the very least he needs to be on the phone if he's listening. And again, these are on a bigger platform now. We're on CRN Talk Radio. And we want people that are experts on the show, like Larry Elder and Brian Kilmeade, to interview you or me on their networks or bring us on Fox. But we're going to bring it farther than they've ever gone. And we have first-hand information. I was the executive examiner for the Alfred P. Murrow Building, which is demolished with nukes and RDX and high explosive cord. I've been trying to do radiation toxicology in the World Trade Center, and the last time, 3.5 years ago, the Japanese laboratory in Tokyo was told by the U.S. State Department, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. What people have to understand is that why am I still alive is because if they kill me, you might out there, if you're a knucklehead, might believe. And what happened is our civilization is hanging in the balance. We are literally not minutes to midnight. We're seconds to midnight. And people like you and I are holding back that second hand by trying to get the truth through to President Trump that he actually repents and his people around him stop filtering like Kelly used to. And right now it's Mick Mulvaney. To allow us to get the truth of your reports and analysis through to President Trump, because I'm fearful that things are knifing edge by edge, mistake by mistake, toward a catastrophe. And I'm very worried we may have a limited nuclear exposure. At the very least, we'll have an EMP attack on our power grid. And much of the population, they had this big deal over the last week about power going up because of the so-called transformer in New York, and they say more of these power outages are going to happen. Of course, they passed a green agenda in New York City. But to be honest with you, the structural reasons for the problem, they're not addressing. As I said before, and I've said this even to Michael Horn, who's the CEO here of CRN Talk Radio, there is not a problem on Earth, healthcare, geopolitical, military or otherwise, technology, that I cannot either give you a solution instantly or a framework to find the solution. That's why when I get people like yourself that are geniuses at the geographic analysis of these facts, damn it, we need to get this through to the administration, because hundreds of millions of Americans could be dead by tomorrow if things go wrong here.
Well, it's a very serious problem, Dr. Deagle. And as you know, I've been trying since you gave me that advice some time ago.
It's over a year ago now.
Yeah. And by December of 2018, I had... I'm sure correctly concluded what Putin is up to. And he's out to destroy the United States.
He sees us as the barrier to Russia being the prescient controller of the world. See, China thinks that they're a controller. Russia's not only developed advanced nuclear missiles and missile technology, Russia's developed advanced scalar technology that can disrupt DNA and even cause brain injury at a distance. Did you know that they had a bioweapon released from the Biopreparat program in the 1970s? And they developed a scalar weapon that could disrupt the DNA of a bioweapon if it got out of containment. And they blew that we call scalar bomb up to destroy the virus that had the specific resonant frequencies of the virus so it wouldn't get out of containment and kill people, because it's within a few hundred kilometers of Moscow. And they succeeded, which means they also have weather weapons. It would be, besides America, the most advanced nation for weather modification weapons. They could literally create something like the day after tomorrow, which would drop the temperature 200 degrees below zero within minutes and would freeze people while they stand and chew their food, just like these giant woolly mammoths were frozen, six times the body mass of an African bull elephant. And we already have them. My friend actually went and excavated them in Baffin Island. They were frozen by a thermal inversion. It was much like the movie The Day After Tomorrow. Well, Russia and us can do that now. We can actually cause thermal inversions. We can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. We can unwind weather, and we can wind it up with torsion fields because we put plasma nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere of thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. We also have what's called positron beam technology, which is prophesied by Tesla, that can unwind storms and actually turn off fires. But people need to understand all this technology, including mind control linked to CIT, cortical interface technology, and weather modification and so on. We and the Russians are the prescient nation. So if Russia knocks us off with something even as little as a power grid, they become the prescient controller of the world. Russia does, not China. China would become a proxy of them. Yeah. And that's why Putin, who's a maniac, I believe he's a descendant of Vlad Putin, who probably married, or didn't marry, but had sex with the Tsarina. And actually, I believe he's a blood descendant of this so-called a druidic priest that used to be pretend he was actually an Orthodox priest, but he's actually a druidic Satanist who actually got infiltrated into the court of the royals, the Romanovs. And people don't understand what's going on here. It's a level of evil that's very scary, and they don't understand just how brilliant and how dangerous Putin is, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And a part of this is due to some of the advisors and friends and acquaintances of President Trump. And President Trump, of course, has had some dealings with the Russians through his Miss Universe beauty contest.
Right.
And
by the way, if you make statements to admire Trump, he'll follow you like a little puppy dog getting little treats. There's some character flaws in Trump that make me concerned about him. he loses his judgment when someone praises him, even if they're a dictator like Kim or Mr. Putin or Xi, who's another dictator like Mao Zedong. These are dangerous people, aren't they?
They're extremely dangerous. It's difficult for most Americans to grasp the idea as to how wicked and how diabolical these people are. And I'm not talking just about the Russians. I'm talking about many of the Europeans, especially in Germany, who were more or less influenced by the East German Stasi before the two Germanies reunited at the end of the Cold War. There are so many diabolical things that are coming out of Germany. And, of course...
The actual core of our intel agencies that completed the what's called the Omega Project, which is to marry all the intel agencies together with the super agencies spying on each other, which is an example is Five Eyes and Mr. Steele, was conceived in Nazi Germany by the Thule Society that was there for several hundred years, channeling transdimensional entities. People don't know the Society of the Bell that actually channeled the ancient Vimana of the ancient Indians 10 to 15,000 to 20,000 years ago that had anti-gravitonic technology using a plasma form of mercury to create a boundary zone or Higgs boson field boundary zone to create anti-gravitonics, was channeled by the Nazis. So I took care of pilots chasing the Foo Fighters at World War II, and they would take off at hypersonic speeds and make right-angle turns that would tear your head off. And the only way to actually caution that they did this is because they were able to alter space-time. And they were able to do this 70 years ago, and they channeled these technologies. So what we're dealing with, you have to understand the Nazis were a cult organization. That's why they went to Neuschwabenland, Antarctica, and go to ancient temples in Antarctica, which, by the way, was not at the position of the South Pole in ancient times. It moved there. In fact, they have the ancient maps from Amerigo Vespucci, who got them from Alexandria, that was moved to Vatican, and he had access to the maps that he gave to Christopher Columbus for North America. They knew where everything was, and they knew that the actual crust of the Earth had moved. They knew about the ancient societies of Alexandria, and before that, the Society of Atlantis and Mu, these global societies that were actually had an ancient war not only on the planet but off planet, on Mars. People don't want to know this, that these high-level Masonic organizations are fully aware about ancient genetic engineering and so on. It's even embedded in the Bible, but people don't want to see it, even if it's written in ancient Hebrew. And what's going on right now is Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. I've got all the evidence that I can find that he is, as well as his father. And he believes that he's Apollyon Rising. That's his Masonic name. He's going to recolonize Mars with the Space Force, and he's taking prescient control over the world economy, setting up the TED trade zones of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wants to control AI, which is why he's working hard on that with Mick Mulvaney and 5G Network, because without 5G, you don't have AI. And the Internet of Things is not just objects, it's us. We're part of the Internet of Things, aren't we?
Yes. And it might be of some interest for your listening audience to know that within Putin's household, German is the only language that is spoken exclusively.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm very serious. Russian is verboten, and they speak only German in the Putin household.
No, I didn't know that before. Now, why do you think that is? Do you think that's because of the ancient alliance with the German secret orders?
Well, it definitely has something to do with East German Stasi, and of course...
He was head of the GRU, too. Mr. Putin was the head of the Russian Internal Intelligence Agency, like our CIA, wasn't he?
Yes, but he was assigned primarily to East Germany during the Cold War.
Ah, okay. So Mr. Putin... fits the role of, I call him Rasputin. Do you like that?
Yes. I think we both coined that term coterminously together.
Well, I think the Holy God inspired us both to feel the same the intellectual truth. Now, where is this going? Because your letter is pretty short today. What do you expect will happen next? I guess we're going to break here in a minute. But what I'm worried about is I know that if we don't solve this problem by the fall, especially with people going down like Epstein, and this trade deal either going forward or not, and they suspended the trade tariffs and put in Trump did with China when he met in the G20, this is going to get very ugly, and military options are on the table, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and the trade ops are off.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. Let's give a prescription for peace. What would you say if you were to give Trump advice as to what he should do next, financially and otherwise, so it stabilizes the situation and prevents an EMP or an attack on our military bases or population centers, on us or our allies, or our military bases in the Middle East? One ship in the Black Sea could fire off enough ordnances, and I have my own specialized contacts inside the Pentagon, that could take out all of our military bases in literally half an hour. One ship, Russian ship, sitting in the middle of the Black Sea, 1,000 to 1,200 miles away from all of our bases in the Middle East, could take all of them out, literally with nukes from ship-launched nuclear devices today. So it's not an equal situation here. And Russia, of course, thinks that they actually have a counter to our weapon systems. They don't. They don't have a counter to our gamma-ray weapons in space, or rods from God, or scalar weapons that can manipulate weather, or geotectonic weapons that killed, you know, a couple hundred thousand people in an underground base in China a few years ago that killed 90,000 children. They don't have a protection against the scalar and advanced weapons America has developed, because literally some of the weapons we have are not human-sourced. They're ones that go back to ancient times, or we receive from our contacts with extraterrestrials, because America does have contacts. People need to understand what's going on here is a level of evil, including the people that are indwelt by demonic entities. And although they may be the sons of Cain, the entities inside them go back to ancient times and from other parts of the galaxy. They're literally proxies, as they say, minions of the dark lords of evil, literally like the king of darkness that was in the trilogy of the Rings. And people don't get this. They think that we're making it up, that maybe it's just greedy or ugly people that are politically perverted. And it's much worse than that, isn't it?
It's far worse than that. And we're starting to see just a little bit of this within the Democratic Party amongst the presidential candidates who seem to be copying their counterparts over in Europe at this time, especially in Germany.
Right,
it's so ugly and grotesque. What's developing at this time in politics?
Yeah, we had actually Harley Schlanger on last week, where the environmental movement has gone so far in Germany they're shutting everything down, including coal-fired generators and nuclear power plants, and they're trying to move to solar, which isn't very good in Germany because they have a lot of rain and cloudy skies. And Germany is going to become a post-industrial country if this ever succeeds. People need to understand when they talk about the dirty green new agenda. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow with Lowell Ponte in hour two, who wrote for the Reader's Digest and U.S. think tanks, et cetera, and writes with Craig Smith on Fox News Business. What goes on here is evil, and the problem is we have leaders within our political realm that either are bought in or compromised by bad advisors, or they themselves are collaborating with it. I mean, Hillary Clinton is a high-level female warlock. Donald Trump is a high-level Mason who's collaborating even with the son-in-law and other people around him, like John Lightning Bolt, I call him, Lightning Bolton, and others, that are plainly, demonically energized, that are beating a war drum, and don't mind the fact we can't even counteract a Russian thermonuclear attack on our cities and our bases or an EMP attack. And they haven't moved to try to even build missile defense systems or contact me when I gave them the information to actually fix the problem with the Brilliant Pebbles idea that was never fully implemented. Or THAAD, Theater Air Defense, which we don't fully operationally have deployed everywhere in the world. We just gave it to Japan a few months ago. THAAD, which has been around since the early 80s. And even had THAAD for 4 years before they brought the Patriot system out. Because when they attacked Iraq, back in the first Iraq War, people don't understand that we were delayed actually to back build and back engineer the Patriot system, which is inferior to Theater Air Defense. And theater defense is not good. It's useless. You know, at the time when I was working 25 years ago, it had a strike rate of about 10%. Even now, it's like 60 or 70% better. But it still means, it's like I said to the director of Space Command and Military Defense Command in White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg. So instead of 12 really deads, you're only 11 really deads. And he laughed really hard to think, Deagle, you're so sarcastically true. I said, yeah, I know you guys. You created a black hole. I said, how much money would it take to actually have missile defense? He said, about 2046 and $79 trillion with a T. They've done this because this is a game to them, just like the building of military armaments at multiple cities with little pieces of a tank or some other weapon system. They're not properly designed. For example, the Joint Strike Fighter, I knew the engineer that actually designed it, and it wasn't a Joint Strike Fighter. It's a stealth bomber that can come in with a signature of a bird and 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material to bomb Moscow or Beijing to pieces, and they wouldn't see it coming, except it would look like a radar signature of a bird flying at almost Mach 2. People don't get it, that we're literally teetering, and Lucifer and the globalists want most of us dead, and they want us dead really soon. They don't want this to take decades. We're months and years away from catastrophe, aren't we?
Yes. For some reason, Trump thinks that he can win a trade war or an economic war. But because his adversaries, which he doesn't realize are his adversaries, like Putin and Xi, they don't intend to win an economic war. They realize their shortcomings, but they do think that they can win militarily by, for example, the current missile crisis in the Caribbean and Central America, which Trump apparently and his intelligence agencies are still unaware of, because it takes more than just acquiring information. You also have to be able to analyze it correctly. That's why, even though I never was a spy, that my accomplishment during, or actually before the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, gave Colonel Penkovsky the title of the greatest spy in the world, which we know, of course, is not true. But on the other hand, I never was a spy, but I was very good at analyzing intelligence. And
yeah, exactly.
They have very few. First of all, there are very few gifted people in the world that can analyze intelligence to begin with.
Let me explain something. In the next 2 to 3 years, if Trump gets reelected, which I think is now pretty well certain, especially after his battle with the squad, these four outspoken idiot women. It wouldn't matter whether they're women, men, what color they are. I don't care. But the statements they made are so obscene, they're actually steering the entire Democratic Party. Because if it was centrist, the Democrats might have half a chance. Just like if Hillary Clinton had campaigned in the Rust Belt states and she was centrist in her viewpoints rather than pushing abortion, she might have got elected, actually. But they're blowing the election. Now, what's going to happen when Trump gets in? Missile defense is going up. Russia knows this. The window is closing on them being able to do a military attack on us. And they can't win a trade war. I mean, America, along with the reserve financial system and the bubble economy that's traded in trillion and quadrillion of dollars, makes it impossible for Russia and China to compete. In fact, already 30% of the business has left China just while there's discussions going on with Trump, because these companies are transnational, don't want to deal with an environment in China that's very, very aggressive and actually is trying to jail corporate leaders trying to leave the country and has all kinds of internal controls. And China's trying to steal AI. That's why they have 400,000 students here. And the ultimate danger of the future is not nuclear weapons or biological weapons. It's artificial intelligence. And I'll explain this. 41 years ago, they asked me to work on a World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab. I have an expertise in mathematics and artificial intelligence, and I don't want to share some of the things I discovered, because they tie into how the biological systems work in all life forms. And what I realized, they wanted me to work with DARPA, and they're creating female fetuses by horizontally inserting what we now call a CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, genes from actin myosin from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than a normal human, and to give them the sight of an eagle and the reflex of a jaguar covered with nanotech body armor, with a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet to make them directly interface with their cortex, so they created a cyborg warrior swarm. That's 41 years ago, when they had an infinite budget. And I turned them down. I said, no, my first wife was dying of MS. So I wanted to research and find a cure, but I couldn't compromise myself to actually work to create super soldiers. So I turned it down and did a residency after my internal medicine at the University of Calgary, 2 years of family internal medicine. Now, what people have to understand here is this, what I know is not open to anybody's opinion. It's just the thing I went through, okay? It's not open to anybody to say, well, I don't agree with you. It doesn't matter if you agree. I'll fence with you on the details of it. Anybody out there, if you want to call into the show, 818-818-6401 or after hours. What I know is not open to opinion. It's just the way it is. And the problem is I don't know some of it. I know all of it. I know the Virtual World Project. I know the Promise software. I know the AI protocols. I know the gallium arsenide chip, how they made it. I know everything. And the problem is when I get somebody like you as a genius, I'm more concerned about what's going to happen during the second term of Trump with artificial intelligence because, gee, wrote in his documents in 2025, he wants to take over AI. They know international trade and all these other things are just little functionaries. The real control in the future is going to be the image of the beast, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things, where every human being on Earth is tracked and controlled and traded, and even have interface not only with invasive sound, but also scalar radiation to affect your genetics and even insert thought into your mind, like the Crimson Mist Project. That's where we're going. We're heading toward the final layer of the Mark of the Beast, and Trump authorized Mick Mulvaney to push 5G network and 6G. People need to know what's going on here now is very damned evil. And the problem I see is we have a window of danger now because Russia and China are probably fully aware that they're not going to win a trade war. They have a window of opportunity to win a military war to destabilize or defang America by an EMP attack at the very least. But that window is closing, isn't it? And so we have a couple of years where eventually once America becomes literally the prescient nation in the world that has total defense against incoming missiles or space-based warfare and the space force is fully operational, we can literally press a button and a nation like Russia and China will cease to exist in minutes without firing one missile or one bullet. And they should, if they're listening to the program, they should get that. We need to actually get to a spiritual warfare where we convert Donald Trump to make him a real Christian. He's not a Christian. Donald Trump is a do-gooder, he's a patriot, and he's doing good things for the economy, but he's a high-level Mason, and he has, like the Shriners, he has his own agenda. And his own agenda is feed his ego. Feed his ego that he's going to be the one to recolonize Mars, and we'll have, you know, just like all these people are putting up, you know, space tourism, which is supposed to start next year. 2020 space tourism starts. Do you know that? Going up in hotels in space and eventually you're visiting the moon. These are going to be things that if you want to spend enough money and you're rich enough, you can do it. But people don't understand the ancient monuments on Mars indicate the human race was there. And we were destroyed in an ancient war. And the people who were colonists on Earth survived. And then their society crawled out of the muck of a collapsed, civilization, and the human race has risen pretty fast. Over 100 years, we've risen from the Wright brothers to hypersonic speeds to, you know, plasma engines traveling between planets, and mapping out with the Hadron Collider project in Europe the wormholes of intergalactic travel and trade, so they can travel at above light speeds through intergalactic wormholes. People don't know all this stuff. They think we're making it up, don't they?
Yes, they do, Dr. Deagle. Just like they're unaware that many of Albert Einstein's theories are about to be disproven, because eventually we will be able to travel faster than the speed of light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, even if you take the what's called the entangled elemental particles and you split it by a photon, the actual theory of matter and energy is that if you split a photon, you affect one photon and it's separated by 100,000 light years, the other photon is affected instantaneously. In other words, there's layers of time and space and interactive galactic and cosmic things that occur, including in the spiritual level, our soul exists in the level of consciousness, which means there's no time or space for the human soul connected to the physical body by the core living waters and magnetite in your brain, in the pineal gland. It's created by an ancient explosion of a star and supernova. All the iron that we have on our planet was created by a supernova and an ancient star. People don't know this, do they?
very few.
Very few know any astrophysics. I mean, because how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, and don't try to make stupid statements like I'm the Antichrist or I'm some kind of alien. I'm just a smart human with talents that's actually brave enough, and I'm a Christian, which means I'm humble enough to do the will of God, even though it will probably kill me. Telling the truth in the time of trouble. And I've had such persecution even dealing with agencies and media like Genesis and RBN. They didn't want to have full exposure or really accept and treat me with great respect because What I present with my co-hosts is unique. There is no one like me and my co-hosts on the planet. This show has more important information than any other human being in every other nation, radio and TV, needs to hear. Needs to hear.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And welcome back. So, John, let's summarize the last year or so of what you discovered and what advice you'd give if you had, let's say 2 minutes with Trump. What would you say to the man in terms of what he needs to do? First off, I would try to evangelize him and get him, quote, saved. Secondly, I'd try to tell him the truth about what's going on. And thirdly, I'd like to see if he follows through with actions that not only gives us missile defense, but also stabilizes the world, a safe world, where the will of the Most High God can bring peace to all the nations, like it talks about in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah, where God will, after the time of tribulation, which is coming pretty quickly, we're going to see economic and geoclimatic and military chaos coming because the globalists on many sides are all involved with some form of Luciferic dialectics, including Trump. And we need to actually get him saved. The man is what I call a pre-Christian. He's not yet a Christian. And people don't know that. Even the guys from Focus on the Family made that statement. When he got elected, did he think he's a Christian? Well, he's sort of like a baby Christian. Well, you don't let your Bible accumulate dust. You actually quote scriptures, which you should have a Bible study with Mike Pence every week on video, on TV. And he also needs to start not just talking about doing good, because doing good is done by many high-level Masons. In fact, more good is done by high-level Masons than by regular, quote, normal people, but they also do evil. And doing evil can also look, taste, and smell good. Most evil done in the world doesn't look awful. It looks actually pretty damn good. People get richer. People get more powerful. People get all kinds of things. And in fact, the power of the West grows under the influence of what Donald Trump and his compatriots are doing with the PNAC document and so on.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean things are going to be safer for a world that's moving toward thermonuclear, scalar, and biological weapon annihilation, and the ultimate danger, which is artificial intelligence. So what would you say if you had 2 minutes with Trump?
Well, I think everything that you've just shared with our audience is of greatest importance. I think he has to have a relationship with Christ, our Almighty God. I have my doubts that I'm going to be able to reach him on that level. So I'm going to have to go also to a more secular, secondary approach in terms of what is happening in this terrible world caused by evil men and what they are doing, how they have been influencing him, and what is reality. His primary duty as president is to save the American people at whatever cost is needed. That is his most important role. Now, it's wonderful that we have greater employment than we ever had in decades, but in terms of this nation being able to remain as a nation, we're in a very vulnerable situation, and he cannot afford to ignore the fact that we are being targeted. Putin has almost placed us in checkmate, and the only thing that can change that is basically knowledge. A nation without knowledge perishes, and
right,
we don't have adequate knowledge. And
it's not a matter of we don't have adequate knowledge. You and I have knowledge. See, here's what I think, and I'm going to insert this. I want people to know that your knowledge and my knowledge and the knowledge of other experts like John, like, you know, our ancient archaeologist Jonathan Gray, people like Josh Bernstein, who's a real, not a satanic Jew, but a real Jew, you know, biblical Jew.
Yes.
People like Deborah Tavares that have researched many topics. We're like a Samuel Council. We need to get the wisdom through to Trump because he has bad advisors. He has globalists on the left and right. And it's not just a matter of a dialectic. If the Democrats are bad, you got to vote Republican. I'm going to vote Republican, but I want, they keep on asking me for money. I'm on all kinds of committee things that they, because I previously supported them. I want to see that Donald Trump starts to listen.
Yeah.
I want him to see the evidence that he actually heeds what we tell him. And I don't want him to believe what we say. I want him to use his intel agencies to corroborate what we're saying is true. But I want him to see some action. I don't want him to think that, well, we know better because we're the government. No, you don't know better. We down in the trenches know better than you out there. They're in your government offices, paid big wages. I don't care what your title is. You're the president. You know, as I've said before on this show, and I'm going to say it again, Donald Trump, you're going to answer my questions now or on the judgment seat of Christ, because Jesus is going to pull over and he's going to say, Yeshua HaMashiach. Get over here, Deagle. Did you say this on your show, and did you get a response from Trump when you talked with John W. Spring? And the answer is going to be yes or no. Now, if Trump doesn't answer yes, and there's 100 million or 200 million Americans dead in one day, or there's a nuclear sort of spread of a super plague, or there's a scalar AI system called the Internet of Things that now becomes the beast that controls everybody and is now trying to hack into people's cortex and their thought patterns, even using 5G network. This system is going to be unleashed on people that are well-intentioned, thinking they're doing good because they have their own Luciferic version of what good is.
Yes.
And that includes Trump. Trump thinks he's doing the right thing. You can tell this man is energized with his self-ego and self-love, that no matter what he's doing, even if it's slightly bizarre, he always thinks he's justified. Right?
Yes.
Now, for example, what he's done right now with the squad is he's elevated them higher, and he's created more, you know, split in the nation. I personally wouldn't have been tweeting about the squad. I think what he has to do is he needs to start addressing things like, well, how are you going to fix health care? I agree with him with the idea of making asylum better, but he really needs to send troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, as well as start killing the drug cartels and clearing out the intel agencies that collaborate with the drug cartels. People need to understand that we, in fact, created Iran. Iran wasn't created by itself spontaneously. We took out Mossadegh and put in the Shah, and then we took out the Shah and put in Ayatollah Khomeini. Now we got Ayatollah Rouhani. And these mullahs are not stupid people.
Yes.
They're not going to roll over, and they've got technology. They've got drones. They got one of our drones and re-engineered the technology of it.
That's right. You
got to understand, they had the biopreparat weapons from the Soviet Union were transferred to Tehran and to Syria. So do we want to deal with some guy in Chicago who's going to lyophilize his vial of it in the back of their fridge, and when he hears the order from Tehran to go forth and spray it out the window of a bus in Chicago and start killing hundreds of thousands of people? I work with war game simulations with FEMA, the FBI, and CDC back in the late 90s under Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I was the point man. I'm not a minor figure in this, and I never received full respect either from Alex Jones or Genesis Network or Republic, or even Rents. They don't understand someone like me is unique. And the people I've collected around myself very carefully, like yourself, are unique. Because we actually have solutions, just like Harley Schlanger from LaRouche, when we talk about international trade. My great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan, the Bashas, and their family for thousands of years, traveling from Damascus to China. I know genetically what trade prevented war in China invading the West. It was the Mongolians invaded to Paris. It wasn't the Chinese. But people have to understand, culturally, they have no intention, although the new leaders, their Xi, has a different attitude, just like Mao Zedong. He considers himself the new Mao Zedong, and he's talked about what Mao did back in the late 1940s. He can raise an army of 200,000, which means an army of 200 million. That's because they've killed so many baby girls and stuffed their mouth with rice if they were born or just aborted them. They now have at least 36.5 million. I guess it's probably more like 100 million or more. Males that they can never get married unless they get a wife from Palestine or Indonesia, right? So what would you say to Trump in terms of, see, I believe we speak spirit words. We don't just speak words of intellectual truth or logic. We speak spirit words because we have the love of God in us trying to tell people, we don't want to see people of any religious group. I don't want to see millions of Muslims die because a war starts with Israel.
Right.
I don't want to see people of color die because they're a different skin color. I don't want to see Russians die because they're not Americans. I don't want to see people from China die because their leaders misjudge and think that they can win a war with America. And it won't be a winnable war. It'll be a war where everybody will, as they say, the living will envy the dead. It'll be that bad.
Yes.
And what I see happening is I don't see any of our leaders listening. And I feel like I'm one of the ancient high priests literally trying to speak in the desert with my vial of honey and my sack of locusts coming down from the mountain with a little bag of almond things to keep me alive while I went up to the mountain to pray. And they're not listening after I spoke to God. They're not listening after I gather experts like yourself. And it disturbs me because my days on earth are numbered. I'm going home someday. My words, though, won't go away. 10,000 years from now, these programs like I'm doing with you, if civilizations, even in distant worlds, don't accept the truth of what we said, they will also die. The words that we say today in video and audio will be scripture to future human civilizations in distant worlds. And if they don't remember it, whether they're in the Starship Enterprise or some ancient civilization is they're visiting in another world, if they don't realize the truth of this, which is also has to be in agreement with the Bible, because it's a locksmith for the truth of the Most High God, who's speaking from eternity where there is no past or future. To God, there is no such thing as past or future. Everything is now. And when that now becomes into your spirit and you have spirit words from the Creator and He opens the keys to the Heliarchion, so we have the knowledge of the Most High, we are to become the bride of God. But we're not going to get there, because right now the abortionist of the human race is here, ready to abort us, to kill 90 to 95% in a thermonuclear scalar, biological and chemical warfare, and by AI. That's what's coming. And it's really close. It's not decades away now, it's years away. We are really close to something really bad. And what I see happening, it could be avoided. It's just like, you know, you want to avoid an amputation of a limb if you're diabetic, or you want to avoid a heart attack. You've got the enzymes to break up the clot. Well, guess what? I don't see these people responding. At least if they dialogue and they disagree, at least be disagreeable and use logic and evidence. So I don't mind people disagreeing, because I would love to fence with people intellectually. I don't see them even having the, as they say in Hispanic, the cojones to even disagree on a decent humanitarian basis. It disturbs me. It makes my soul grieve. Yes. For the dying human race, and the fact many of my friends and relatives and people in my country and other countries are going to die horrifying deaths. But not only that, it says Jesus said, fear not he who can just destroy the body, but he who can destroy the soul. And the devil can't destroy anything. But when grace runs out, judgment comes, and judgment's coming for this world. It's coming. It's coming for America. The last thing he showed me before he sent me back from heaven was the destruction of America by a thermonuclear war. It's coming. You people out there, you better dang well listen and pray hard that we get through to Trump and we convert the man and clear out his cabinet of people that are devils, like John Lightning Bolt, and make sure that the people he appoints to the United Nations, which, by the way, to be honest with you, should be abolished because it's a proxy of the Eighth Kingdom, like Ken Klein says. We need to understand that if we want Chinese people to live a century from now and Russians to live, we have to get beyond this I call the Rubicon, of war and pestilence and danger of so many different kinds. It's almost like the Bible says, you know, you escape the serpent and then you come by a bear and the bear almost gets you and you save yourself from the bear and besides you get back to your tent and a lion comes in the tent and eats you. I mean, that's how dangerous things are now. And the public and the churches are absent without leave. They think they're going to get raptured out of here. They're delusional. It's disgusting. Or they think somehow they're going to gain power, like, you know, Jared Kushner and his Kabbalistic warlike Jews in Israel, collaborating with the CIA and the Mossad. People don't know that 128,000 of the SS in Nazi Germany were blood Jews that became apostates and became Satanists. People don't know this. They think I'm just, oh, why am I saying that? I said, because you have to understand, even Adolf Hitler himself had Hebrew blood, but he became a Luciferic Satanist. They don't know that, do they?
No, it's a sad situation. We've got to pray that Trump acquires spiritual discernment.
He will get discernment if he lets us give him the spiritual manna of truth. This word needs to get through to President Trump and his advisors, because without it, our civilization is doomed. Because when grace ends, judgment cometh. Pray that America repents and doesn't have a hard heart against the truth. And the churches repent first, because they don't want to hear this truth, do they?
No, they don't.
Thank you, John W. Spring, again, another apostle of the Most High God, giving the truth at the time of the end. Coming up tomorrow, another amazing day. Lowell Ponte will be back, and Jerry Barnett from the same project as the Prophecy in the New.
Which was most important.